If you want to learn more about identifications and how to identify lichens, you can listen to this content. It's extra and it's a bonus and it's for the curious. Thank you. Have a lovely day. Yeah. We'll talk about the identification of lichens. To identify lichens, true criteria are important. The forms of the lichen, which can be folios, cristos, fruticos, lepros. The reproduction methods. Other details are important, such as the color of the lower surface of the lichen, the type of rhizines, which are the attachment that allow the lichen to hold on into the surface. The rhizines, for example, can be single or double, among others. What is an identification key? It is a tool that allows you to identify a living species, animal or plant. The key, the document, contains a series of questions that allow you to find the name of the organism in front of you, based on observable morphological features. What is taxonomy? How do you name a species? Taxonomy is a way of naming and recognizing species. It is a similar process to naming humans with their first name and their last name. For example, your family name indicates the larger family to which you belong, and the first name represents your individuality within that family. Remember the species we saw, Xanctoria parietina, Fischia adscendens. In general, the first part of the name is a genus, like the family name for humans, indicating the family to which the individual under study belongs to. Then, parietina, the second part of the word, indicates a species. This is more unique, like your first name. Before 1753, in the early 18th century, plants were differentiated based on the description. For humans, that would be like saying the person with a pointy nose. What's wrong with this kind of description? It is too long and complicated to use in everyday life. Thus, in 1753, Linnaeus started to use names, Latin names, to differentiate plants, which is much, much easier. There are several taxonomic ranks, which are classification ranging from broader families to the most precise. You can find an example on the website. Know that you know some common species in the urban ecosystem. You'll be able to identify them when you walk down the street. How fun is it to greet other organisms?